WJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
As the streets filled with food trucks this summer, there was one that didn't hit the road. James Pappas and his family are still searching for the missing food truck that went missing over 60 years ago.
He went back to the property one day and the Airstream was gone. Someone had stolen the Airstream off of the property. Somebody tells me they know where it is in Manitoba, but we cannot figure out where it is. Like, we've never been able to find it.
Pappas' family owned Kalecki's, the Winnipeg-famous restaurant that was open for over 80 years. Families used Kalecki's as a gathering place. Generations of families came for meals. Lauren Heinrichs, who's now 34, has been coming to Kalecki's since she was a little girl.
We started going there with my grandma, who is now 95, but through the three generations of us would all walk across the Redwood Bridge from our house in Elmwood and go to Kalecki's for lunch with my grandma.
Although the food truck remains lost, Pappas still shares the stories his mother told him from the years she spent working on the truck.
One night they were working and it was like 92 degrees and they were working and it was like, must have been blisteringly hot inside the truck because there's no air conditioning, right? And they're working in this hot, hot temperature over a hot grill and over a hot fryer and all that. And this guy thought she was distracted, so he reached into the food truck, went, put his hand over the grill to get into the cash box. And she caught him by the wrist, and she put his hand down on the grill.
The Pappas family worked hard for their money. There was no way his mother was going to let someone take it away from them. Although the doors to Kalecki's are closed, the memory lives on, and the search continues for the missing food truck in Manitoba. For A Winnipeg Slice, I'm Melissa Hansen.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.